The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It'll be in a little bit. It's the 10th of September, August. You just let August get completely away from us, Ben, by the way.
It's true.
It is. It just disappeared. It was there and then it was gone.
No interesting developments.
Well, I had a big August. Maybe that was it. 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. They're going to be here at 8 o'clock today, talking about AFib month. Yeah. Ben, what national day is it?
National TV Dinner Day.
Whoa. Have you ever had a TV dinner?
I have not.
Okay. So back in the 50s, I guess, late 50s, I'm not sure, in the 60s, early 60s. Swan's Eye, I'm thinking Swan's Eye, is that right? Huh? Turn on everybody here so they can talk. Okay, what?
I think it was Swan's.
Yeah, Swan's Eye. They came up with these little aluminum trays, and in it was a prepackaged meal with foil over the top of it, and you put them in the oven and heat them up. And the idea was, because TV had gotten so big, it just exploded in the 50s, that you could get your TV trays and then take your TV dinner out there. And it was, I remember it was like turkey and dressing and peas.
And really bad mashed potatoes.
Bad mashed potatoes, with no gravy. And they had all these different Swan's Eye dinners for people. And it was, you know, it was frozen. You buy them at the grocery stores, and you put them in the ovens and heat them up. And then you could sit in front of the TV and watch the, you know, the two channels that were available, two or three channels that were available back then. Yes. Yeah, National TV Dinner Day. And it's a good thing you didn't eat that. It probably would have stunted your growth or something. Who knows what was in them.
It does sound appetizing.
Well, you look them up sometime, and it's scary. Okay, is that it? National, you know what? Let that be. Let that be the national day to remember today. National, and I know there's people out there listening right now that have had TV dinners.
Well, I grew up in the 70s, and I had them.
Okay, yeah, they may still be out there. Yeah. Come to think of it, but next time you go into a store, go into the frozen section and look for frozen dinners. Now they probably put them in plastic and put them in the microwave. Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, today it's going to be sunny with a high near 93. So we're under the 100 digits. And tonight with a low around 58. Tomorrow, a high near 82. Wow. But now, today, or tomorrow, they're going to start getting into some heavier winds. So we'll probably have a wind advisory. It's going up to 21 miles per hour. And like I said, 82 with a high near 57. Or a low near 57 Wednesday night, Thursday in the 80s, 87, and sunny for Friday and Saturday in the low 90s. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 84 Sunday night, a chance of showers. But we've seen that chance of showers for a couple of days now that just kind of just keep getting further and further away. So it looks like it's going to be a beautiful week. Maybe we've gotten out of the triple digits. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, over 26 years in the business, and a third generation is now working in there. They give just outstanding customer service. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They do a lot for the community. That's the Kenny family, and Shasta Gas Propane can't say enough about them. And it's also a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And now I'm here with a blue-tongued skink sitting across from me. He looks happy as a skink could be. And he does have a blue tongue. And I'm here with, of course, with Sharon and Alyssa and Emily from Turtle Bay, Sharon Clay, who is the animal... But the animal whisperer over at Turtle Bay, Emily's got the has the membership and all that. And yep. Alyssa, you are the marketing person,
marketing coordinator.
Yes. Marketing coordinator. That means you've got more than one marketing plan, then.
Right.
See, if it was just one, then you'd just be the marketing person.
Coordinator.
Yeah,
multiple. So many things to coordinate.
Do they pay you for each one you coordinate?
If only.
Yeah.
Sharon, tell us a little bit about the blue-tongued skink and why you brought him today.
Okay, so
or her.
Her. It is a her. Very good. That was a good guess.
Yeah,
you know,
can
you
tell.
Had the 50-50
because
odd.
A little bit of
right.
Lipstick. No, a little bit of lipstick.
The lipstick. That's right. So this is blueberry.
Yep.
Blueberry, the blue-tongued skink.
I had blueberries this morning.
Yeah? Did they look like that color?
Yeah, it did come to think of it. They were a bit...
a little darker?
No, they were just a little bit, you know, soft around the edges. In fact, her tongue looks healthier than the blueberries ate.
There you go. Well, the blue-tongued skinks are actually found from Australia, and the blue tongue is used for defense. They stick it out, and they widen it, and then they flail it around, and it scares away predators. And that is literally their only defense. These guys are pretty much harmless animals. The people of Australia love them. They call them the blueies because they eat snails and other pests in their gardens. And we have blueberry here today because coming up next week is Caffeinate for a Cause, which we're so excited. It's one of my absolute favorite events. It is on September 19th, next Thursday.
Yeah, it's next Thursday. I was going to say, it's not this Thursday.
Nope.
Next week.
Because I'm stacked on this Thursday.
That's yes. Great.
And we're going to be down we're going to be down at the coffee place down here.
Which one? Yep. Dutch Bros.
Dutch Bros. Which here one? On Market Street and Tyler Whitlow. And
beautiful.
And Mrs. Tyler Whitlow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right.
Got the husband and wife team.
Got her. They're going to be there. And as you drive through, you're going to be able to donate to a cause.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is our favorite fundraiser of every year, honestly. It's just a great time. You know, if you've ever been through a Dutch Bros coffee stand, you know it's high energy, it's excitement, it's sending you off on your day the right way with some caffeine and a smile, for sure. And so we're just happy to be a part of that culture that the Reznor family here in town has created at all Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro locations on next Thursday the 19th. So we've got teams of folks who are coming to help us fundraise a dollar of every drink that is sold from 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m. comes right back to Turtle Bay, along with any tips that you dump in their buckets. So we really hope that you can come out and support, and you can likely see some animals while you're waiting in line there, too, which is an extra treat, right?
So we take the whole team of staff and volunteers. We have about 9 animals going out, and we rush around to 8 different Dutch Bros all morning long. And so we just like go from one to the other, and you can see blueberry, you can see blossom, the skunk, you could see the opossum, Gucci, we're going to have Daintry, the big old python, we're going to have turtles out there. There's going to be so many.
Did you have an owl one time?
We do, and as a matter of fact, that owl that we used to bring out passed away this last spring.
Aww.
And we just got a youngster in.
Okay.
And so that youngster is going to debut at Caffeinate.
Woo-hoo.
So we're going to have a young 11-week-old barn owl with us. So we're going to be going around with all the animals. It's just it's energy. It's fun. We're going to add to the fun of Dutch Bros.
Yeah.
And this is great. If you haven't done this, you need to come through. Come through Dutch Bros. A dollar out of every drink.
Yep.
Plus all their tips.
Yeah, it's
all
a real low list.
That, you know, because people will spend their $10 on their $8 worth of coffee and, you know, leave it as a tip.
Yeah.
Well, all that money comes back to Turtle Bay. Plus Tyler and
Jess
will be out there with these little buckets.
Yep.
Harassing you. And, no.
In the best way.
In the best way. Coming up and letting you put $1 or $2 or $100 or whatever.
Yep.
Into these buckets, and all the money goes to Turtle Bay. So let's take a quick break, and we're going to come back. And I may have a new animal for Turtle Bay.
Okay.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, a local bank. It is a community bank. A local board of directors. You have two branches in town here. One at 1845 California Street, just right past Jack's, heading south. And then the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. One down in Red Bluff on Riverside Way, and the newest branch in Anderson on Ventura Street. They are sponsors for so many local events, and like I said, they've been around like 17 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
It feels like Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here 530-605-4567. If you want to go back and listen to these shows that you might have missed in the morning, hear the whole thing, you just go to our web page at KCNR1460.com, click on Free Fire Radio, and go to the archives, and we're there. Okay, I'm here with Sharon Clay, who is the animal whisperer out at Turtle Bay. And
unofficial title.
Emily Bogner, who is in charge of their publicity. And Alyssa Rosa, who is the media coordinator, as we learned. Now, last night, we took Buford out front. Buford being our Haven Humane Rescue dog.
Okay.
And he, who had already gotten into a battle Saturday night with a skunk.
Yes.
And so I was there. And so he's sitting, you know, he's just standing out. I mean, just kind of sitting there while we're talking. And, you know, suddenly he turns his head. He starts looking in the bushes, and he gets, you know, he starts, gets up now, he's looking in the bushes, and thinking, okay, it's a cat. The only thing I could think of is that skunk. The skunk has tracked us to the front yard, and it's going to be another battle, and another, you know, 2 hours of trying to de-skunk him. And he started moving, and I said, Buford, leave it. And he stopped, and he's looking at me, he's looking over there, and as we stood up, a little possum ran out of our bushes onto the front, you know, onto the front porch where the lights were, and you could see it. At first, I only saw the tail, and I thought, that is a large rat. And then I looked at it, and said, no, that's, and then, yeah, we got a good look at it, and it was a small possum. It wasn't a baby, but it was a small possum.
Yes.
That obviously was on its own, looking around our yard for whatever. Mm. So we, and I thought, of you guys. I thought, well, you know what? I bet they could use another possum. So, I decided not to chase it around and catch it and bring it to you. So
yes.
I decided against that. So.
That was a good choice.
It was a good choice.
We made good decisions.
There's possums, there's skunks, there's raccoons. I mean, there's everything around our around our town here.
I know, and they're doing good work out there. They should stay there. That old possum's eating lots and lots of bugs and ticks and keeping those ticks off your Buford.
There you go.
So
why not? He's got everything else.
Eating the rattlesnakes, eating the rodents, eating all the bugs.
Mm-hmm.
They're immune to the venom.
That's right. I think I read that someplace. Or you told me that.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your skink, what's the blue-tongued skink's name?
Her name is Blueberry.
Blueberry, that's right.
Blueberry.
And Blueberry's going to be out Thursday, a week from this Thursday.
Yep, that's right, the 19th.
And at the Dutch Bros, there's got, what, eight Dutch Bros around here?
Yep.
And you all are going to be circulating through all eight of them.
That's right. It starts
at?
From 7 to 9 a.m., and then again at 2 to 4 p.m. So we've got those peak caffeinating hours.
There you go.
And make sure you caffeinate twice that day.
Yes,
that's
sure.
Right. Go from
that's
one
right.
to another.
Absolutely. We give you permission.
Linda and I will be there Thursday.
Yes. That's right. We've got Jess and Tyler Whitlow downtown with you guys. And then, really, we've got some awesome additional teams this year. We've got Battle of the Banks in the morning with Cornerstone Community Bank and Golden Valley Bank out at different locations. Throughout the day, we've got a couple of other gyms in town, Everyday Fitness and True Ride Studio. We've got our friends down in Anderson with Clean Right, Build Right and Anderson Grocery Outlet. So we have wonderful friends in this community. We're really happy to be here, and they're all coming out to lend their support and, you know, open up their wallets and bring out their buckets to encourage other people. And so we'd really love to see a big crowd out there.
Cool.
Right.
Cool.
So much fun. And the more people, the more fun it is.
Absolutely.
It's great for the kids, too. If you're, you know, bringing them to
sure.
school in the morning, they get a chance to see some animals that they've never seen before.
Oh, it's so much fun. Like, they'll open the back windows
and
they're like, we'll bring the animals into the car with them.
Yeah,
and if they want.
Sure.
And I love when I walk by, like, some people, like, are rolling down their windows really quick so they can see the animals. And then I see some people, like, look over and they roll up their windows.
You too can have, like, a skink in your front
seat. That's right.
Or even better, a skunk.
And a skunk.
We've got
that's
both.
Right. We'll have them both.
What's
and we'll have
a big
snake.
What's the best way of getting skunk odor off you?
So you're going to use a bottle of hydrogen peroxide, a quarter cup of baking soda and a teaspoon of liquid dish soap.
Yep.
You mix it together and you put it on your dog dry.
There you go.
So that's the key. People wet down the dog and want to use it like a shampoo. The dog needs to be dry. Put it on. Watch the eyes because there's hydrogen peroxide, so be careful with that. Leave it on for 10 minutes. Rinse it off. And
sounds
repeat
easy.
If necessary.
It sounds easy,
Sharon's special recipe. I love it.
No, you know, we discovered that several years ago when Snooki, 2 years in a row, rolled around on the ground with a skunk.
Yeah.
And that does work.
Yes,
but
it
somebody
does.
Sent me a product that you can buy at PetSmart. It's like Odor Off or something. He says his dog, they lived where Costco, you know, when they were doing the construction, and their Bichu got hit by a skunk 11 times. Well, 11 times their dog got skunked.
Yeah.
And he said this is just works because with Buford, he's all clean except right between his eyes. There's still that little aroma because he went in there nose first going, what are you? And then found out. So, you know, I was thinking about taking a toothbrush and some toothpaste and just.
Yeah, there is a product. Most products don't work, but there is a product out there that works. But if you can't find the product, got to order the product, whatever, good old hydrogen peroxide baking soda. Most of us have that in our house. We all have dish soap, so it's nice and easy. Mix it up, and it actually neutralizes it.
It's called Nature's Miracle Skunk Odor Remover, and he swears by it. Randall Hempling swears by this, and we all know Randall. And any dog that's gotten hit 11 times by a skunk should know.
Then you might want to carry that in your house.
Yes, you might want to have that. But that way, you know, but Linda always has peroxide. Of course, I had to call her because she wasn't in there, and she had to lead me to each one of the products. I know we had peroxide, where is it? And she told me, and then the baking soda. Okay. What else is going on down at Turtle Bay, Alyssa?
Well, we have a really cool new exhibition coming this week, actually. It opens September 14th. It's Mindbender Mansion. We had a bigger version of Mindbender Mansion in the past, so many people really loved it, so we're deciding to bring it back into a smaller version.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called Mindbender Mansion Unlock the Puzzle, and it'll be at Turtle Bay September 14th through January 5th.
Okay, and what does it? What is it?
So,
I mean, some people would think, you know, back in the 60s that you're giving out hits of acid, but that's obviously not it.
Not quite. No, this is going to be a really interactive exhibit. So, it has interactive challenges, brain power, problem solving skills. So it's just a really like critical thinking, problem solving, interactive exhibit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we need that.
Yeah, fun for all ages.
We should have a miniature one here sitting on that desk right out there. That everybody, you know.
Test your skills.
See
how sharp you are.
Keep your brain active. Keep your brain active.
Yeah. But it's backed by popular demand this week. So
that's
really excited.
Great. Okay, everybody. So any other thoughts here before we mention one more time when and where?
Yeah, membership is always a great option. I know we're on here every time mentioning that, but family membership, $105 for the whole year, gets you and a named adult plus 4 kids into the park for all of the fun. We just switched over to our winter hours, so we are closed on Mondays and Tuesdays, but we've still got wonderful animal programs happening every weekend. We've got all sorts of programs for kids and adults alike all throughout the week and weekend, and Turtle Bay is a great place to be all year round, right?
And the branch that you have there.
Branch House.
Branch House.
Absolutely. New menu.
And let me just recommend their BLT.
Ooh,
because
yeah.
They put an egg on it.
Yes,
too.
They do.
And one of them is so big that two of you can eat it.
Oh, that's right. Got to be the club sandwich. Yeah.
The BLT is
large. Oh, the BLT
is large. But the food there is excellent.
Smash burger, we've got it all, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I do have one more thing for everybody. Don't forget that it is September. We're going to blink, and it's Christmas. So it's the holiday time coming up. And we have our behind-the-scenes tours. They make the best gifts.
Absolutely.
And currently we have Timber the Beaver and Gucci the Opossum that you can purchase for. but we're also adding our young porcupine to the behind the scenes. So if you want to see the young porcupine behind the scenes, have a special encounter, purchase a behind the scenes tour, all of that money goes directly to help care for the animals at Turtle Bay.
Yeah,
so
if you've got an really animal great. Lover, you know, it's a really cool experience.
You can end up with Timber the Beaver in your lap.
Yes, yep. Or a porcupine.
Or a porcupine.
That's very cool.
We almost had a porcupine in our lap one time when you brought it in.
That's right. And it's the same porcupine.
Totally disobeyed the signal to leave from underneath Bob Belange's feet. And Bob left, which left, you know, we had no producer because the porcupine was under the table with him. And, anyway. Okay, so many things going on. We'll be talking about Caffeinate for a Cause, and we'll be there from 7 to 9 next Thursday.
Awesome.
Broadcasting from there. We'll have guests rolling through.
Right
so,
on.
Okay. Well, good luck there, Blueberry. You know,
it'll be her debut.
I tell you what, very, very has this silent majesty about her. She just sits there showing us her tongue.
Pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome. Okay. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Under the double-decker bus, crashes into us. To die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a tent on trust kill the both of us. To die by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. Take me out tonight.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This is Steve Clark, owner of Minuteman Press. You know us for doing things like business cards, booklets, and direct mail, but we do something else you may not know about. If you are missing a person or a pet, we want to help reunite you with your loved one by offering free colored flyers. Just call Minuteman Press at 221-0400. We are so grateful for the support of this community, and we are happy to be able to give back. So again, if you are missing a person or a pet, please call Minuteman Press for some free flyers. 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Minuteman Press.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared sauna supports weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Today, sunny with a high near 93 and a low around 58. It's going to be beautiful. Tomorrow, we're going to be getting some high winds, probably get a high wind advisory, but it's going to be only 82. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And I'm here with a brand new guest.
Hi.
Never been on before. Yolanda Lupo. Good morning, Yolanda.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Because it's all O's.
Yes, it is all O's.
And you have a business called the Salt Cave.
Yes, Capturing the Essence Salt Cave.
Okay. So tell me, first of all, what that is.
Well, we focus...
I know what it is, but I want everybody else to know what it is.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Well, we focus on respiratory wellness, and it's called halotherapy. Halo means salt in Greek, so it's salt therapy. And if you're familiar with an albuterol spray or a breathing treatment, that's salt, albuterol, and water. And what we do is we pump salt into the air, kind of like going to the ocean. You breathe it in, and it kills viruses, bacteria, fungus, molds. So it helps you breathe better, gets rid of coughs and colds and allergies, and increases your oxygen, so it makes you feel better.
Whoa.
Yes, and we have a room that has over 4,000 pounds, 4,000 pounds, over 2 tons of salt in it. And you sit in there kind of like playing at the beach. We've got this beautiful salt wall, and we blow in the salt air, so it's relaxing. And you can actually bury yourself in the salt, and that helps your body, too. So it's like a big salt
playroom. What kind of salt do you use?
We have two different types of salt. One is what we blow in the air, and that is a 99.9% pure sodium chloride.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like when you the same solution they use in a IV. So that's what you're breathing in. And
okay.
Then on the ground, we have Himalayan salt. It actually comes from Pakistan.
Is it pink?
It is a pink salt.
Yeah,
on the ground.
We've got some of that in our house somewhere.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it. Himalayan sea salt.
Yeah, and that is what you play in, and you're breathing in pure salt. So, yeah, so there's two types of salt. It's
so, if you have colds or respiratory things, and you can come in there and lay on the salt.
Yeah, or you can actually bury yourself in the salt.
Or bury yourself in the salt.
And that actually helps people. We've had people who've had injuries or even hairline fractures, and that helps heal bone and tissue faster, is what people have experienced. So it's, you can breathe it in and do well, or if you've got some kind of injury, frozen shoulder, carpal tunnel, and it helps that too. Salt's amazing. It's like,
is the salt warm?
It's not terribly warm, but it's not cold.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just room temperature then?
It's a little less than our body temperature.
Okay.
But we have a heated salt table you can lay on, which is amazing for your back.
So it's not just a salt room that you have. You have other things in there.
Yeah, we actually have a little lounge area with different salt products. So we have things for people who have asthma. We actually have salt products you can wear that has helped them breathe better. We have salt packs. We have salt lamps. We have...
salt lamps.
Yes.
How does that work?
Well, a salt lamp actually helps to purify the air. It doesn't put salt in the air, but it acts like an air filter.
Oh, okay.
And so
but when, you're using salt.
Yeah. So yeah. And it's really pretty. You light it up, and that actually helps your sleep cycle and boost your immune system because it has it's the same color that's similar to like the sunrise or sunset.
Uh-huh.
And that kind of resettles your body, which is really nice.
How long has this been around?
It's actually been around, as far as salt therapy or halo therapy, since the 1800s.
Okay.
Yeah. There was a doctor. He was actually a prisoner of war, and he was assigned to the salt miners in Poland, and he started observing them and noticed that they, one, weren't aging like everyone else because they were in those salt mines for 9 months straight, 24 hours a day. And they weren't getting sick like people on the surface, so they started putting people who were sick in the hospital in the salt mines, and they were getting well. So that's kind of how salt.
You know, I think I've seen a photo of that, and you were thinking it was some kind of torture, and because I didn't really read what it was about, but that they had patients in beds.
Yes.
In these, and I was thinking, well, you know, I thought, well, maybe it's like a. Like a bomb shelter or something, but now this kind of makes more sense.
Yeah.
That they were in there because it helped them, helped their breathing and helped them get better quicker.
Yeah, and eventually, actually, they were down there for so long, the salt miners, they actually built like a cathedral and a beautiful
crystal. I did see that. I did see that.
That chandelier. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah. The slave laborers down there did the.
Did all the work.
Were they prisoners? Were they.
There were local people that lived in the town in Poland.
And
so
they were
mining.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So it wasn't like they were prisoners or anything like this.
No.
Okay, I was totally wrong about that. Not unusual.
Yeah. So they may have had some down there.
Well, but so they worked. Now, salt has been something worth fighting for centuries.
Yes.
That when people would find a salt deposit, like if you're in Croatia, there's a town called Salt.
Mm-hmm.
And the Romans took it because that was like their hotbed of salt that they could harvest
from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like to say that a few things. One, salt is like a toothbrush for your lungs because it cleans you out. And then two, we all know that you can use it to preserve things and food. So, and then also it helps your body rehydrate. So a long time ago, you know, they say you're worth your weight in salt.
Yeah.
And it was almost like money back then because it was so valuable.
Yeah.
It helps us in so many ways.
Yeah, well, I mean, they would, like it said, they'd fight wars over who had the, who was going to control the salt.
Yeah.
During those things.
Yeah.
So you use salt and for preserving food, and you can take bacon. And, you know, I mean, just fresh bacon off the hog and preserve it using salt.
Yeah.
Packing it in salt.
Yep.
And it will preserve it for a long time.
Yeah. And that's
so if I wanted to lose 10 pounds, but if I pack myself in salt, would that help? Would it kind of suck out the moisture?
Well, the salt.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah. Well, it helps your body. But when you place it on your body, so we're not ingesting any of the salt.
Yeah, you're not ingesting it.
So it's going through your respiratory system. Your skin's able to take up some of the micro minerals.
Okay.
So the salt actually helps to hydrate your body. So it's not like what it does to meat or other things where it's pulling it out. Our body actually regulates if it's a natural salt. So when they add additives to salts.
Like iodized salt.
That kind of confuses your body.
Okay.
And that's really focused on kind of ingestion.
I've never met anybody ever, Yolando, that's an expert on salt. I mean, really. I mean, how many times do you talk to somebody and you go, so what do you do, Yolando? And then you tell us all about salt.
Yeah. It's actually pretty great.
First of all, let's find out a little bit something about you here. So, how long have you lived here?
I've actually lived in Reading for about 9 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually came here from South Korea. I'm an American, but I lived in South Korea for 7 years, and I was a professor of tourism management, and I got to travel the world. I got to see amazing spas around the world, And in Asia, they have different spas where there's different types of rooms. So there might be a wood room or a charcoal room or all these different rooms. And I knew when I came here that I wanted to open up an Asian Western style spa, but introduce those kind of different things slowly to the community. So we started with massage therapy, and then we added the salt cave.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it was awesome because it was literally a week and a month before COVID, and we know that salt helps with your respiratory, so it helps people with colds and getting their taste and smell back, and they've got allergies.
I was going to ask you about that, but we got to take a break.
Okay.
So let's talk about that when we get back. Hey, if you're looking for a piece of jewelry, almost any kind, let me recommend Four Winds Jewelry. And they are a locally owned business. They have been in the business for about 30 years. This is the only place we go to for jewelry, is Four Winds Jewelry. They were voted best in the North State for 2023 and 2024 because they are. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman, a stone cutter. They've got a super selection of jewelry, everything from Native American to estate jewelry to watches, rings, necklaces, anything you can imagine. They have at Four Winds Jewelry at very fair prices. Like I said, they've been around for 30 years, locally owned, locally operated, and highly recommended. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Yolando Lupo from the Salt Cave.
Hey, teacher.
Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bottlin. It'll be in a few minutes. 7:50 in the morning here on the 10th of September. Going to go up to about 93 today with a low around 58. Tomorrow, high wind advisories and a high of 82 and a low around 57. We're here with Yolando Lupo, owner and chief operator at the Salt Cave, and I've learned so much about salt and why it's good for you. And you were in a different location last year.
Yes.
And I had no idea, but it was a location, a building that had 24 women business owners.
Female business owners.
Pretty remarkable.
I mean,
that should have been a story right there.
Yeah, I think so.
But then everybody had to relocate.
Yeah, unfortunately, we had that atmospheric river that came in September that took out our building, so we all had to move.
Okay. It's always something.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, there's more to the Salt Cave.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you, the Salt Cave, where's it located, first of all?
Well, we're at 1506 Market Street, so the heart of
downtown.
That's
right down the street here.
Yeah, it is.
And you can go into the salt room.
Yeah.
You can literally bury yourself in salt while salt air is wafting across you.
Yes.
But then you can go down to what else? What else?
Well, we also have our salt tent, which is just a 10-minute service. And we have infrared sauna, which is amazing for you. And we do have massage therapy services. But right now they're a little limited, but they'll be increasing.
Okay. What's a salt tent?
So the salt tent is it's like a power punch. We call it the knockout tent. We have a little machine that pumps salt into the air, and that you will see. You'll see that salt, and it's kind of like if you think the difference between an allergy shot and an allergy pill, it's more of like a shot, and we can actually put pets in there. So people who've got dogs have allergies or mange or dealing with mold, and we can also put infants in there.
Wait a minute. You can put a dog in there that's got manger things, and this helps?
Yep. Coughs, allergies, mold, all those different things. So we have different settings that we've actually discovered about 12 different settings we can do in our salt tent. So, yeah, we can get little kids, pets.
Wow. Okay, this is something that I've never tried. And I hope you're not scared. He's really nice.
Aww,
that's Buford.
Sweet.
And Linda, this is Yolando Lupo from the Salt Cave. And we are finding out so much about salt. You can go to the Salt Cave and literally they've got a salt room with like 4 tons of salt. And you can either lay on it or you can bury yourself in the salt with
salt. I need water. Help me. I need water.
Has this been around since Roman times, before that?
Yeah. Well, it has been, but in the 1800s is really when they started studying why salt is so good when you breathe it in or when you bury yourself.
And we talked about that earlier. In Poland? No.
Yeah, in Poland.
In Poland, they were working in salt caves. This community was working in the salt caves. And the doctor noticed that they weren't getting sick, where other people on the surface were.
Yeah, or aging.
Or aging like the people on the surface. Anyway, so the salt tent, that's like a heavy-duty, that kind of thing.
It's a see-through tent, and we actually can put 2 people in there at once.
Okay.
And some people really like that. I mean, if you got a hangover and you need to kind of get back in, it's actually more energizing. Or if you got jet lag or tired, or people who we use that for, like people who've lost their taste and smell, we've about a 95-98% success rate where they can get their smell back in 10 minutes, even if it's been 3 or 4 years that they haven't had their taste
since COVID.
Yeah.
Wow.
And some people who actually had that condition before COVID, they've come in. We do have some that, you know, it takes longer, but we'd say about 95-98% get it back. We actually just had someone in a couple days ago that had COVID again, lost her taste and smell, 10 minutes. She was tasting that ginger.
Oh, that's
chew.
Fantastic. You know, yeah. It makes me think about who, recently a friend said, I still don't have my taste or my smell back. So this is going to be a great resource.
Yeah.
And I think it's just something that we all need to kind of realize, put it out on the tip of our brains or on the tip of our tongue about, oh, the Salt Cave, we have them right here in Reading. Tell us your location once again.
We're at 1506 Market Street. So we're
right
next
down
to
the street. The,
yep, next to the Art Hunger Buildings or the IOOF building. Yep.
Was it hard to construct?
No. So there are different ways to construct a salt room. Ours, we have 4,000 pounds on the ground. And then we have about 10 chairs inside so people can sit in chairs or sit on the ground. There are some facilities, they don't have any salt in there. They just blow it in. And then some have salt, giant salt chunks on the walls. But we decided we just wanted our salt on the floor.
Okay. So, and how strenuous is it to do the upkeep?
Actually, salt itself is a disinfectant. So it's actually more sterile in there than an operating room. But we sweep our salt and we dust all of our chairs and things like that. We have a lot of salt that comes out of the salt cave, so I am sweeping all day long, but it's a pleasure because people enjoy it so much, and it's good to be a place where people can rest and get well. And
well, when you think about how some people will say after they've gone to the tropics or any place where there's salt water in the ocean, how invigorating it feels and how your body feels taut and a little, you know, like more energy.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense. And when you say it's a disinfectant, there goes the old salt wound. They talk about the salt in a wound. However, I'm sure there was a time you put salt in a wound to disinfect it.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people, like jumping in the ocean, you notice like cuts and scrapes and things will get better.
It's true.
And then also, if you're stuck out in the woods and you don't have an antibiotic, you can use salt. It'll heal it right up. Killed everything.
So what made you
decide?
It's better than,
you know, put dirt on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Although
definitely.
That, you know, I'm sure that there's some, what do you want to call them, potions or muds and that kind of thing. What in your lifetime where was the aha or, if you will, or the moment when you said, I'm going to go into the business and I am going to offer the North State Assault Cake?
Well, I actually had a desire of creating like an Asian Western style spa, and I was in the planning of what kind of rooms I wanted, because there's all kinds of rooms. There are mud rooms, there's charcoal rooms, there are all kinds. And as I was doing my research, I actually stumbled across halo therapy, where salt means halo. And I just felt like, you know what, this would be perfect. I can do this first. Bring it into Reading. Actually, I felt a prompting from God to do this first.
Yes.
And then a week and a month later, after I was open, we had COVID. And I was like, oh, that was why. It's like, this helps with respiratory things. So it was the first introduction of different types of health and healing things that you can do that are relaxing, that are in a spa setting. We actually wanted to create an experience. So when you step in our waiting room or our shop, it actually feels like you've been transported somewhere, and we even have a hobbit door.
A job.
Oh, we have about 2 minutes left, so let's leave our listeners with an impression, and that was a good one. But so moving along, if you have some closing thoughts, what are besides the hours, how to find you, once again, let's drive home your website, et cetera.
Yeah, you can find us at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, or you can just Google Salt Cave or Redding Salt Cave, and we invite you to come in. We actually are doing a 50% off discount if you just want to come in and check it out, or if you just want to check out our Hobbit door. We do salt, infrared sauna, and we'll have massage.
Infrared sauna. These are good things.
Yes.
So I think this is it when you're putting together your Christmas list.
Yes.
These are great things to give somebody who maybe wouldn't do something like that. Introduce them to it where they can come in and do some things that inspire their wellness and health.
Yep. And we also have take-home products for people who have severe migraines. Our people tell us within 10 minutes of using it, they're better. And then also for breathing.
Well, I need to check that out.
One more time. Location is right down here.
1506 Market Street.
Phone number?
530-338-2094.
Yolanda Lupo. The Salt Cave. I learned a lot
about salt.
Salty.
Yeah.
Yes.
And coming up in the next hour, I'm so excited to be here. We are going to be introducing to you on the air the new CEO of Shasta Regional.
That's right. Mr. Alan Stefanik. I believe it's pronounced that way. And we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Parts of the Gulf Coast bracing for a hurricane.
Tropical storm Francine has strengthened in the Gulf of Mexico. Forecast to make landfall Wednesday in southern Louisiana. People are lining up to fill sandbags and get gasoline in parishes along the Louisiana Gulf Coast, where hurricane watches are already posted from Sabine Pass to Morgan City, Louisiana, about a 200-mile stretch. Grand Island Police Chief Chris Hernandez on WVUE-TV says people under evacuation order should be packing their things now.
Use your head, you know. Think ahead of time. You don't want to be stranded.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
It is debate night in the cradle of liberty.
Former President Trump and Vice President Harris will face off for an hour and a half inside the National Constitution Center here in downtown Philadelphia. Police are bracing for possible protests. Barricades have been erected, barring access to the historic area that includes the Liberty Bell and Independence Hall. With 19 electoral votes, Pennsylvania is the biggest prize among the battleground states expected to decide the election. Greg Clugston, Philadelphia.
And the ABC presidential debate will be simulcast live this evening on the Salem Radio Network. The manhunt for Kentucky's highway gunman takes on an added sense of urgency as the suspect vows to, in his words, kill a lot of people. The suspect, 32-year-old Joseph Couch. The Israeli military says an American activist who was shot and killed in the West Bank last week was likely shot indirectly and unintentionally by Israeli forces who were aiming at someone else. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed this hour. The Dow is down 202 points, while the Nasdaq is trading 36 points higher, and the S&P is up a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
A robot has begun a mission to retrieve the first sample of melted fuel debris
from inside one of the three damaged reactors at a disabled Japanese nuclear plant.
This is a key step in the multi-decade operation to decommission Fukushima, 13 years after it was engulfed by a massive tsunami sending three reactors into meltdown. No humans can enter, so specially designed tools are being used to remove a sample of the almost 900 tons of radioactive debris inside. It's the second attempt after a previous one was scuppered by technical issues. The plant's operator, TEPCO, envisages this operation alone will take 2 weeks, with a full removal of the debris likely to take decades. To prepare the ground, it sent drones and a snake-like robot capable of withstanding intense radiation into the reactor.
The BBC's Will Leonardo. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowing to redouble efforts to make his nuclear force fully ready for combat with the U.S. and its allies. Townhall.com. Google's legal woes are multiplying, falling victim to its own success. The online search giant facing another antitrust suit that threatens to break up the company.
The Justice Department and a coalition of states contend Google built and maintains a monopoly over the technology that matches advertisers to online publishers. The government contends Google's dominance over the software on both the buy side and the sell side of the transaction enables it to keep up to 36 cents on the dollar when it brokers sales between publishers and advertisers. Google says the government's case is based on an outdated perception of the Internet when desktop computers dominated the landscape. Jeremy House reporting.
Google has lost its final legal challenge against the European Union penalty for giving its own shopping recommendations an illegal advantage over rivals in search results. It ends a long-running antitrust case. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Today, the 10th of September, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Ben, are you off the mics? Yep, Ben's off the mics because we used his line for one of our guests here today. But good morning, Linda. Today is National TV Dinner Day.
Oh.
And Ben had no idea what I was talking about. So we had to discuss.
Oh my goodness.
The Swanson bird's eye.
It was always a treat because it didn't happen every day, but we may, because both my parents work, so it may have been, and you, no, it was not microwavable. It had to go in the oven, and it was, I always loved it.
Turkey. And dressing and gravy and horrible mashed potatoes and some kind of vegetable and then the apple
dessert was always great.
Anyway,
when you're a kid, you're like, oh yeah.
Come on, everybody. So, oh my gosh, TV dinners, and then because that's when TV just really got started and big.
Yeah, it was always a treat when you got one.
I had to tell the Duckworth family story, the only family in the neighborhood with a color TV. We'd all go down there and watch it and come out with a peacock, you know.
For that younger generation, look it up because you'll see that the TV.
We had remotes back then, too.
And this is where the TV tray started because you had to put your TV dinner on a TV tray in order to watch your TV. It was fabulous.
That's right.
And Sonny and Cher show. Hello, TV dinner.
My dad had a remote control. He'd say, Carl, go over and change the channel. But it was easy because there was only...
You were the remote.
Well, there was only three channels back then, maybe two. Anyway, okay, what's the weather look
like? All right, 60 degrees in the downtown studios. It's a beautiful morning. Sunny today with a high near 93. Calm winds with around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Oh, we can deal with that. Mostly clear with our temperatures tonight around 58. Now, Wednesday, tomorrow calls for sunny near high 82, you guys. What a beautiful time to go out and take your walks and be outside and do some gardening or whatever you have to do to... You make your rounds. Now tomorrow we may have wind gusts up to about 21 miles per hour, and tomorrow night up to about 22. So you may want to put your umbrellas down if that's your thing. Wednesday night, skies clear and temperatures around 57. Thursday calls for a high near 87, and the winds can get up a gust up to 24. So we're kind of going through that right now. Thursday night, clear skies with our temperatures around 61. Friday, sunny with a high near 92. And then as we progress through Saturday, this National Weather Service is calling for 90 on Saturday, 84 on Sunday, and perhaps a chance of showers on Monday with temperatures around 77. There you go with the weather, and that is brought to you by, always with our reading of the weather, our friends out in Anderson, that Shasta Gas Propane. It's a veteran-owned business where they always strive to give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 530-635-3793.
That's true.
A mouthful, and I memorized all that, so I just want to make sure I have the digits correct.
Hey, we're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center and Lynn Ann Foster, who is in charge of all of their communications.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's always good to see you. It's so great to be here.
It is. It's national... stole my notes. National Atrial Fibrillation Awareness Month, AFib.
It is an important message to get out.
But you also brought a couple guests here that we want to introduce to our
audience.
The
experts, they're the best.
Okay.
Take it away, Carl.
Well, our first guest is Mr. Alan Stefanik, who is the new CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
We're perky from 7 to 9. At 9:05, you probably don't want to look right then. But from 7 to 5, Linda starts out with a 5:30 walk.
We have to
with
take
the
that.
Dog, you yep. know, and all that.
That's a new one.
We're happy to introduce you to our audience. And let's learn a little bit about you. This isn't your first rodeo.
Your first rodeo, as we say here.
No, I've been in healthcare for about 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
My healthcare experience ranges from all the divisions within healthcare. I was working on, I'm running a medical group. I was also in charge of healthcare operations for Prime Healthcare way back when. And I also have managed care experience. I was the vice president of network operations for a health plan based in Southern California, but it had operations in multi-states. So I understand all the aspects of healthcare, both from a provider delivery perspective as well as from an insurer. So I think that brings value to here at Shasta, so we understand what's going on from the community's perspective, what the community needs are, and how we can be better citizens and corporate sponsors in the community in order to necessarily provide all the healthcare that's needed.
Now, that tells us your professional background, which is obviously very comprehensive, but where are you from?
Oh, I was born and raised in a little town in Pennsylvania about an hour and a half outside of Pittsburgh.
Called
Norvelt.
Okay.
And surprisingly, it was one of, if we can go back and take some time back in history, the Teddy Roosevelt years when he did the New Deal. And this town was created by the New Deal. It was no land. The New Deal brought in a volunteer fire department, build a lot of company homes, and it was structured more around coal and coke mines. And so that's where they got Norvelt, Eleanor Roosevelt.
So Norvelt. Oh,
Eleanor. Oh, during the Depression,
yeah.
and it came in back there.
Mm-hmm.
So many things were done. I just watched something on the Depression and how, you know, people felt lost, and Roosevelt brought in the New Deal, where there was the Civilian Conservation Corps and all these other things that started to give people jobs and a sense of self-worth again.
And that's what Norvelt was about.
Yeah.
The government built the homes. They brought in people. That's why you go back there now, and it still doesn't have a red light in town.
And you have family there still?
Yes, I have a sister.
Okay, she stayed there.
She stayed there.
All right.
And she's in one. She lives in, although she's remodeled it since, but she lives in one of the original Norvelt homes.
Wow.
And it's just a homegrown community. Growing up as a kid, if you did something wrong before you got home, your parents knew it.
And you're lucky the next door neighbor didn't spank you,
yeah,
or something
exactly.
like that.
And in this community, there's no walls. I mean, you don't know where your property line begins or ends. I mean, just rolls into the next one. So it's a really community, old town, really
so
country.
It sounds like one of those Mayberry towns to grow up in. And then, but obviously you left.
Yes. I went to college in the University of Pittsburgh, and then I had an opportunity, not in healthcare, to relocate out to California. And then when you're in your 20s, it's like, oh God, this California town. Like, you know, you're always watching the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
On a New Year's Day, and it's
perfect.
8 degrees outside.
It's perfect.
It's snow, and it's perfect.
Yeah.
In California.
It is.
So you had these California dreams. So I took the opportunity, knowing that, okay, I would tell my mom and dad, in 4 or 5 years, I'm coming back.
Right.
Well, it's been 35 years, and I haven't gone back yet.
You visit.
I visit.
Your sister.
Yes.
We're here with...
Where did you go in California when you had the opportunity?
My first opportunity, surprisingly, was in Fashion Island.
Okay.
In one of the Twin Towers in Newport Beach.
Okay.
It wasn't built like it is now. It has the mall. It was just more of a horseshoe type concept, the road. And then I worked on the 13th floor and had an overlooking of the ocean in Catalina Island.
Oh,
in
boy.
20 days.
And
nice.
You said...
I don't know.
This ain't like home. Did you get into healthcare then, at first?
No. At first, I was in finance industry, international finance.
Right.
And then probably about 7 years after that, then I got into healthcare.
All right. We're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center and the new CEO, Mr. Alan Stefanik. And we're going to be, and it's also AFib month, and Raven's here to pump us up on that. But
yes,
we're going to come back.
We've got
more information we need to get. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Maxwell Insurance and Financial is everything you need for both insurance and financial management under one roof. Judy built this company back in 1993, and she's been helping our citizens here, our neighbors, families, veterans, seniors, business owners ever since the day she opened. With the craziness going on about insurance, as we know, and it doesn't seem to be getting much better, you need somebody that's an expert that can walk you through the labyrinth of new rules and everything. And that's Judy Maxwell. If you're looking for a second opinion on your insurance or you just can't get insurance, give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441. Free reviews, free evaluations of what you have, plans you may have. And like I said, two separate divisions, insurance and financial management. It's Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. And we'll be right back.
We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-520-242-7565 for more information or to reserve tickets.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared sauna supports weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. The 10th of September, 8:20 in the morning, and this weekend's Paisano Days. Yes, everybody's my Paisano that day. It starts Friday, September 13th. It goes from 5 to 10, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. at South City Park. Bocce Ball Tournament at I'm entered in on Thursday night. Basket raffle, arts and crafts, of course, Italian food, a big car show. Big car show. I think I've got about 100 cars. Now, tickets there are $15. I've got two tickets I'm giving away to Paisano Days, and they're good for either day at 530-605-4567. Give us a call, and you get two tickets to Paisano Days.
Hey, Carl.
Yes.
Speaking of cars, open the blind.
Okay. Open the blind. Maybe open the blind.
Just pull it up. Yeah, just push it.
That's my new ride.
Oh, Ben is 18.
Is that a Porsche?
That is a Chrysler Crossfire 2004.
Oh, you wanted a little sports car. Ben is 18 years old.
He was
17 when he started to work with us, and he maybe you were younger than that. But he came in his little scooter, and then his family would drop him off, and he's been working really three
I've
jobs.
I've worked my way up from scooter to car.
Yeah, three jobs
in order to buy his own car.
So I applaud you. You should have been a TV dinner kid because we bought our own cars. We know what that was like.
Okay.
You met. Parents didn't just hand out money.
I still got two tickets to the spaghetti dinner for Paisano Days to 605-4567. Give us a call.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
We are here with Shasta Regional Medical Center, the new CEO, Alan Stefanik. He told us he came from a little small town in Pennsylvania and got a chance to go to California and never left. It was like the magnets to your feet. You started out in international finance, but then moved over to healthcare.
That's correct.
And how long was that you when you did finance and then decided, okay, this the healthcare? Obviously, an opportunity came to you, or friends, or an opening someplace.
Actually, it was an opening, and it was through I call them a headhunters, but an executive search firm. They were looking this one healthcare system based in Southern California was looking for a different thing outside of healthcare. At this point in time, the healthcare organizations were very diverse. They were into a lot of things, not just acute care, but they were into pharmaceuticals. They were into extended care, all the kind of wrap around the biomedical companies, wrap around acute system. And so they were having financial difficulties with these entities, so they brought me in to really look at these from not a healthcare-minded perspective, but what to do with that. And you know, when you're in an acute care facility as a CEO, you have a different mindset than when you're competing in a commercial, where you're competing where you're competing on price, where you're competing into diversifications of growing that business. A different management mindset, different marketing mindset. So they brought me in to look at all these entities. The board hired me to come in and really look at, see, what do we want to do with these entities? Should we continue them? Should we dissolve them? Should we sell them? So I came in really to look at those entities, and we made decisions on what we were going to do with those entities, and then the board decided just to keep me on and move me over to the acute care side. So that was my first foray. This wasn't planned. I didn't come out of college and say, I want to be in healthcare. But, you know, your career takes different turns unexpectedly in your life, and you have to make the best of it. They're all challenges. They're all opportunities. And I stayed in healthcare for about 35 years and still in healthcare.
Wow. So you're up here in Reading. Have you ever been to Reading before?
I was up in Reading when Prime Healthcare first acquired Shasta Regional some years back. I was on that transition team. At that point in time, I was the vice president of operations at the corporate level for Prime Healthcare. And one of my primary responsibilities was to come in and look at these transition companies and switch them over to the Prime model. I was up here for about 4 months back then. But once the transition occurred, I didn't come back to Shasta because there was other hospitals. And then I left Prime, too, to explore other opportunities.
Okay. And now you're back.
Now I'm back. And it was like deja vu when you walk into the hospital. I haven't been here for 3 weeks. And you walk in, you know where administration is. It's just like deja vu. Nothing seemed to be changed.
Well, things change slowly in Reading, or they change very quickly, you know, sometimes. But we're also here because it's National AFib.
Atrial Fibrillation.
Awareness Month. And Shasta Regional has got a lot of things they're doing that are kind of cutting-edge technology there for AFib. And we're here with Raven. Good morning, Raven.
Good morning.
What's Raven's last name?
My last name's Stackley. I've been a nurse at Shasta Regional for 10 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Started there right out of nursing school and been there ever since. So I love working there.
So if you're there for 10 years, that speaks volumes, that you like it there.
Yeah.
What nursing school did you go to?
New Mexico State.
Wow.
Yeah.
My granddaughter just graduated from there, and my grandson's going there.
Oh, really? In Las Cruces, New Mexico.
New Mexico.
That's awesome.
So where's your cowboy hat?
I know. Well, left it at home today.
So, yeah. Raven, tell us a little bit.
Do you dip snuff?
I thought, you can't say I haven't done it before. Okay. But being that we're heart healthy, I'm going to say no.
Yeah. So let's quickly, before we take a break, we got about 4 minutes before a break, let's talk a little bit about what AFib is. Some people, you know, they'll throw this
term
AFib.
Out. Yeah.
And so share with our listeners in the drive-by mind what AFib is.
All right. So AFib, to break it down pretty simply, is basically it's the most common arrhythmia that is out there. So it's very common, and it is basically when the top chambers of your heart, rather than contracting, it quivers. So there is a which basically results in the blood flow not moving as normally as it should. And when blood flow doesn't move normally, then it can also form clots.
It kind of pools in
exactly.
the chamber.
It
pools in the chamber.
Right. And so in the heart, also on the left side, in the left upper chamber, there's a little sac-like pouch that everybody basically has, but it's kind of redundant. It's not necessarily needed. But when someone has AFib or atrial fibrillation, that pouch, or it's called the left atrial appendage, is an area where those blood clots can form. So that's one of the biggest risks with atrial fibrillation is blood clots can form in that pouch and then be transferred throughout the rest of the body, causing possible blood clots, stroke, and blood clots in
other
places.
Why do we have that pouch?
So it's kind of like your appendix. It's not really needed, but everybody has it.
Okay.
Because
I was wondering about that, you know, if we have the pouch, But if it causes problems, like,
so
can you take out the pouch?
So, yes, in surgery, they can. Yeah. What they can do, they don't really take it out, but they can clip it.
Okay.
And that basically just closes off that little pouch.
Okay.
And so, and now, which is we're also going to be talking about later on, is that at Shasta Regional, we're now doing a procedure where we can occlude that left atrial appendage for people with atrial fibrillation, and they don't have to have open heart surgery.
Okay. Now,
and I believe that's called the Watchman.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's we'll talk about that all when we get back, like what is the Watchman and what's the procedure like and et cetera. I think it's fascinating.
A lot of people have AFib.
Yes.
Isn't that kind of like...
It's so common. So
it's very common.
It's about... There's probably approximately 6 to 7 million people with AFib just in the U.S. And then it's even projected to be even more than about 12 million by 2030. So it's super, super common.
Why is it getting more common? Is it lack of exercise?
There's a lot of factors. Age is the most critical factor as risk factors for atrial fibrillation. But other things such as obesity,
Diet,
yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Lack of exercise,
sodium,
basically, all those things
that are bad for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center, the New Ventrum CEO, Alan Stefanik, and we've learned all about him. Not quite yet. There's more. There's more. I know
there's always more.
There's always more. And Raven, again, tell me your last name.
Stackley.
Stackley. Who is works in the heart? I'm sure.
Yeah, I work in the cardiac cath lab.
Right.
So it's kind of where we do the procedures such as the Watchman device, as well as we put in stents in the heart and that kind of thing.
I've heard about the Watchman. I can't wait to kind of expand on it. And, of course, Lynn Ann Foster, our favorite person, Director of Marketing and Communications.
Miss Sunshine.
So happy to be here.
Yeah. So great to have see you again.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you, yes, by my barbershop, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Let me tell you, they've been there since 1960, in this one location since 67.
Old school
barbershop. It's not a salon. Don't be looking for hairsprays or blowouts or things like that. Their idea of a hair treatment is butch wax for a flat top. No, you get a great haircut. I've never had a bad haircut there in 17 years.
And you're loyal.
I am. I'm loyal to them. And why? Because they give great haircuts.
And they know how to do a marine high and tight.
Which I try to stay away from, but every so often I get crazy. I work on an appointment basis. I give them a call at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment, works on my schedule, go in and get a great haircut, and I can then, like I said, on my schedule, so it works for me. It's a veteran-owned business. It's locally owned, locally operated. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. They got that sign right on the front window.
Isn't that so true?
It is. You know what? Well, you know, I've had friends that went to salons, Alan, and been going to them for 15 years, and he's a retired command sergeant major. And I looked at him, and I said, you're going to a salon? He goes, well, yeah, I've been doing it for 17 years. I said, man's last stronghold. And so he switched, and there was a lot of tears, not from his salon cutter, but from him. He says, you know, we broke up after 17 years, but he and I kind of schedule our haircuts at the same time so we can see each other. We have a romance going. Okay, Cypress Square Barbershop, and you know more about me than other people. We'll be right back.
At the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds.
because you're mine. I want the line.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
All right, welcome to this Tuesday edition. Glad to be here, and I wanted to come in specifically for this segment, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we are here with our new CEO, and we are
interim CEO,
and we've been talking about the AFib. And a new, not a new, but something that you're known for, a treatment that you're doing. So let's just go into that. What do you think, Carl?
Yeah, we can talk about the Watchman. So what exactly is the Watchman?
So the Watchman device is it's a brand name for basically what's called the left atrial appendage occlusion device. So what that does is it basically is a small circular-shaped object that sits in that left atrial appendage and basically occludes it off. So eventually your body will kind of scar tissue around it and basically seal that little portion off. And so that way, even if you do have atrial fibrillation, clots cannot form in that little appendage.
And that is that pouch, which is kind of like your appendix. Is the way.
Correct.
And that's the first time I had heard that it was there's really no known use. It's just there, but it causes problems.
Yes.
And
in AFib, it does.
In AFib, for AFib.
Yes.
And AFib, of course, is when your heart can't pump the blood out of the chambers, which leads to clots and then, you know, strokes and other things. So the Watchman is a device that you can insert.
Yeah, we put it in. It's done in the cardiac cath lab. It's where I work. And it's done. You do have to go under general anesthesia. However, it's only a one-night hospital stay. And you don't have to have open surgery. So basically, we just make a small hole or an access into your groin, in the vein in your groin, and then everything is delivered by catheters and wires. And we basically put the device in, and we can check it with echocardiogram or basically ultrasounding of the heart, making sure that it has a good seal. As long as it has a good seal, and then, like I said, you will have to probably be on a blood thinner for maybe about 45 days. But then after that, you should basically be able to stop blood thinners.
Yeah,
and
that's the
biggest thing.
That's the big deal. I just was looking at leave blood thinners behind.
Yes.
Because you have to change your lifestyle so drastically.
Blood thinners are hard on people.
Yeah, and they're afraid, oh, my God, if I fall, well, then,
exactly.
You know, what do you... How can you even do anything?
You
can't do anything if you're worried about falling.
Some blood thinners require you to have frequent lab draws and all this stuff to kind of manage and make sure that those blood thinners are working properly.
So it's inserted via a vein, and the TAVR, valve replacement, it's a similar type procedure.
Correct.
I mean, it goes, you don't have to have your chest cracked anymore, and you can go up and replace the valve right there, and... Chest Regional does that too.
Yeah.
And been very successful in that. Our next door neighbor had one.
Yes.
Went down over at Chest Regional.
So it's really nice
to offer this. He was running marathons the day after. No.
I wouldn't recommend that, but you know.
I exaggerate a little bit. Yeah, okay.
It was very successful in, I know there were just the fear of going, first of all, going under and never knowing what's going to happen, but boom. I mean, they were walking the next day. They walked their dogs and everything, and it's just been really incredible.
It's nice that we're
His
offering
coloring, this. Everything was just like, boom.
Yeah, it's nice that we're offering these procedures in Redding. So before, people would have to drive to Sacramento or San Francisco to have these procedures done, and now they don't have to, and it's really providing a lot more to this community.
Well, Shasta Regional has started a number of procedures like this, so you don't have to travel.
Yeah.
And TAVR, the Watchman, where you go in, have it inserted, you spend the night in the hospital, and you go home the next day, and you don't have to drive, 6 hours to get there.
Yeah.
So AFib is something that if you live long enough, I guess it'll start happening or not.
Well,
depending on
not everybody, but age is one of the biggest risk factors.
Okay.
So. Not everybody will develop AFib, but like I said, in advancing age, I'm pretty sure it's about 1 in 3 people over the age of 80 will have AFib.
Okay.
So it's very common.
It seems to me we're seeing it in younger people, too.
It can, yeah.
That
And again, it kind of goes with some of the risk factors, obesity, hypertension, diabetes, those kind of things
as well. Lack of exercise and all those things.
Yeah.
So.
And then, like I said, just... Luckily, the biggest thing is there are other treatments for AFib. So basically, most of them are medication management, slowing down your rate and rhythm control, but also blood thinners. Then there's another procedure that they can do also is an ablation, which basically kind of burns the areas that those in the heart that they can basically stop the arrhythmia from happening. Again, we don't really offer that here, but it is an option for other people. And
what happens when somebody's heart beats fast? That's not AFib, is it?
There's different.
I mean, sometimes people's heart beats fast.
AFib can be fast also,
okay.
So it can be. But it depends on what kind of fast you're talking about and what dysrhythmia
and how long it lasts and all
what
that.
What dysrhythmia
yeah.
it is.
Yeah. That's it. Mm-hmm. Arrhythmic
right.
type.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And how are you
different.
Tested?
And that's different from AFib.
There's different types of tachycardia. So,
I
said, there's supraventricular tachycardia, ventricular tachycardia, those kind of things. Those are a little bit more critical. Granted, AFib is still, it's severe, but it's, the rhythm itself isn't what's
That's not
causing
it.
The problem.
Right.
It's what the result of the atrial fibrillation that really causes problems, such as blood clots and strokes.
Okay, so we have a couple, this is what some people have said, my heart flip-flops, skips beats, and feels like it's banging against my chest wall, especially if I'm carrying stuff up my stairs or bending down. One person. Second person, I was nauseated, lightheaded, and weak. I had a really fast heartbeat and felt like I was gasping for air.
What was the first one you read?
About how flip-flops, skips beats, and feels like banging against my chest
wall. Okay, stop right there. That's what happened when I met you.
Especially if I'm carrying stuff up the stairs. Or bending down. Did you do that? No, I don't think so. Later on, you bent. Later on, you got on your knees. I had no symptoms at all. Discovering my AFib at a regular checkup. Glad I found it
later.
Early. How do you, what do you do if somebody's going, oh, my heart's just doing this weird flippy thingy. What do they do now?
An EKG.
Okay, AKG.
EKG. Yeah, so basically all they have to do is put on an EKG. They can determine what kind of arrhythmia you might have. And a lot of people, they may be asymptomatic where they don't feel anything, or some of them have heart palpitations, fatigue, that kind of thing that kind of gives them a clue as to something that's going on, and then we can do an EKG, and that will truly determine whether they're in atrial fibrillation or not.
Does it have to be while it's going on, or can you tell from an EKG that that it had happened? It
has to be while it's going on.
Okay.
So that's the thing. AFib can come and go.
Yeah.
So it doesn't always mean that it's consistent. So that is another issue with kind of determining and treating as well. So diagnosis as well as treatment can be difficult sometimes because people are in and out of it.
Alan, of course, we're here with Alan Stefanik, who is the interim CEO here. There's been a number of these procedures that have started at Shasta Regional and all that, and also the residency program that are here. That when you look at things at that, I mean, things that have happened, and then for the future, put a weight on that or value those kind of things?
Well, you know, fundamentally, we believe that healthcare is a community product. What works in one facility doesn't necessarily mean it works in another facility. We try to understand what's going on in the community, what's needed in that community in terms of, not just in terms of services like Reagan was talking about, but also in terms of what providers are needed. And that was kind of that was one of the reasons why we brought the residency into Shasta, is because, you know, we have also a medical group in Shasta, and there's difficulty recruiting providers and that want to relocate to a rural area such as Shasta. They want the big cities, you know, they want the big
payday.
Yeah, the big payday.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
you know, and because yeah. it's where they are in their life and what they want. So the main reason was the residency, and next year will be, or actually this year we're having two graduates out of our year. The residency is, our residency is a 24 resident program. Mm-hmm. It's 8 residents per year. And then with Medicare, you have to phase it in. So we have 2 seniors here that are graduating in June or May, June. And we're hoping to keep them in the community.
If it's the ones I'm thinking of, I think they were on our show. One's from New York,
yeah.
One from
mm-hmm,
India.
Mm-hmm.
They told us they want to stay.
Yeah.
One wants to be a hospitalist. One wants to be a hospitalist, but also work in the clinics. Yeah. They love it here. So, you know, kudos to you.
Yeah,
if we can get half of them.
Yeah, and next year will be our full 8 year.
Yeah.
So then now we'll have eight per year. But we are, and you know, not only are we looking at from an acute side, we're also looking at, you know, being more outreach in the community. We're looking at opening up additional clinics. Because we want to take, because being such a rural area and such a demographic spread out here, we really want to take this the care to the community. So we're looking at opening clinics up in areas where it's needed. We call them rural health clinics, so we can take the care. So we can put these physicians as they graduate in the community, so we can ensure that there is providers in the area that take care of the patients.
Great. We're here with Mr. Alan Stefanik, who is the interim CEO over there at Shasta Regional, and Raven Stockley, who is the heart lady who gets her head. Do you ever put your fingers in there?
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff we do is not.
Raven,
inside.
Put your thumb in. Put your thumb in.
Hold it.
And let me add, who tries to explain it and keep me under control.
Yeah.
All right. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be. Oh. I have to mention this. It's the Board of Supervisors meeting today starting at 9 o'clock. Linda and I will be out there with the popcorn concession for the circus.
And, are you going?
Okay.
No, but I sell popcorn out front.
Okay.
Because,
okay.
You know,
are you sure that it's at 9 a.m.?
Are you sure it's at 9 a.m.?
No, why at 9 a.m.? And not
because it always starts at 9
a.m. Oh, okay.
A.m.
I guess I was confused for a minute. I was thinking of another organization.
No, that's the city council who does it at night.
Yeah.
No, 9 a.m.
Okay.
So we'll be right back.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oxum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Oxum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses spread, and toasted nutmeg with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
God bless Toby Keith.
Am I on?
New Mexico State lady knows that one. We found out that Raven, who works in the AFib lab in the cardiology lab here, was a graduate of the same university my granddaughter graduated from, in Cowboy Town.
Yes, Aggie. That's right.
Aggie down there in New Mexico State that my grandson's going to right now, who's absolutely enjoying himself his first year of college. Awesome. But then again, when he starts going to classes, it may change. You know? He's calling his sister going, I don't know how to do this. Because she just graduated. She's over getting her master's at Arizona State. And so she's trying to walk him through it.
How cute.
And so anyway, enough of that. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Tomorrow we have the Chamber of Commerce is joining us. And also Camille Woodstrom. Now, you're saying, who is that? Camille Woodstrom.
is a lady who went to the Olympics because she was invited by her niece who was on the women's volleyball team. She's going to give us her thoughts and her views.
She's also a community leader.
Well, she is.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, is it Reading community?
Yeah, she's.
She went to the Olympics?
She worked for her niece, sheriff's office. And
yeah. No, she works for Barry Tippin.
Right. She's done some great work in town.
Yeah. So. And her husband, Eric Wittstrom, of course, five-star and then Golden Valley and retired.
Yeah.
She got, the niece got four tickets. She gave one to her aunt, and it's fantastic stories. I think you'll enjoy it. But today we're with Shasta Regional Medical Center and Alan Stefanik, who is the interim CEO there. And we've learned a lot about Alan, whether he wanted to or not. We just pried it out. No. Coming from a small town that was begun during the Depression in the New Deal by Eleanor Roosevelt, and they named their town Norvelt.
That's correct.
Eleanor Roosevelt. And then, like Mayberry, and he ended up out in California after graduating from college and decided, when he goes back to visit. Do you go back like on Halloween or something like that?
Yeah, we try to go back in the fall where you get the leaves changing.
In the seasons. And we've been talking about his background, which is covers anything when it comes to medical and the managing medical facilities. And then Raven Stockley.
Yeah.
Okay, who works in the cardiac lab because it's National AFib Awareness Month. And we talked about this Watchman procedure because you have a little pouch in your heart that serves no purpose except to get you in trouble. And, I mean, it's like your appendix. Who cares until it gets inflamed? And then you care. But this new Watchman procedure can go in where they used to have to open up your chest to fix this AFib. Of course, AFib is where blood pools in one of your heart chambers and it turns into clots, which then can go to your brain or, cause some really severe problems. This Watchman procedure is they don't open you up. It goes through a vein in your groin up there and, frankly, just ends any problem you have with the pouch.
Cool.
Did I capture all this?
You pretty much got it, yes. So the Watchman device is basically a left atrial appendage occlusion, and it basically prevents people from having to be on blood thinners long term, especially in AFib.
And that's a big thing because blood thinners changes your life.
Correct.
Okay. Wow. So where do we want to go from here?
So people are aware.
How do people find out more information?
Yeah, so just so people are aware, understanding what AFib is, it's basically the most common arrhythmia that is out there. If someone does start feeling palpitations or if they feel that they might have AFib, they can always go to their doctor and they can do an EKG at the doctor's office. At any point, if the patient has chest pain, I would recommend they just go to the ER because that way we can do everything very quickly, and if it's not just an arrhythmia is actually something more critical, such as a heart attack, then we can treat that immediately. But so anybody with chest pain should immediately go to the ER. But if you're just having palpitations or you feel like your heart is kind of fast, you can go to your physician, just a primary care physician, and they can do an EKG, and that can diagnose atrial fibrillation.
Okay. And it's not something you have to live with. And you don't have to live with blood thinners. You don't have to do
that. So now there's new treatments out there. So, yeah.
Is there any reason you couldn't have that?
There are some contraindications, yes.
Okay.
So, like I said, you'd have to talk to the, interventional cardiologist performing the procedure. They do have to be on a blood thinner for a certain period of time, immediately after the device.
Right.
And then they can stop about 45 days later. But so they have to be agreeable to that, able to take a blood thinner. And like I said, there's some anatomy things that might change. Some people have really small appendages, so it kind of depends on the size of the appendage. Could also determine whether they are a candidate or not.
Okay. This is just one of the many things that are happening over at Shasta Regional, if I can say
and
that.
And the miracle in medicine. I always think that there are miracles in the advancement of things that you can do, because at one time, AFib would have been Somebody would just
have to live with it. Yeah.
And or just die from a stroke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
And Alan, you know, you've only been here 3 weeks, so I'm making up a list of things that you can do. And that you can, like, canoe down the, you can raft down the Sac, and you can go fly fishing down the Sac. You can come over to our bull riding class. You can come in and start with small bulls, and we work our way up.
Mechanical, correct?
Okay. Welcome to our town. And,
it's good to be here.
We don't know. I mean, it says interim, but who knows?
That's correct.
There you go. You got a great crew of people.
Thank you.
That's for sure. And Raven, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're
it's been a pleasure.
Happy.
Yes.
And Lynn, and as usual, you.
Always here.
Always pull it together.
Pull it
I know
together
how to pull it together. That's for sure.
We appreciate being here. Thank you so much. And well, lots to come. We'll be back.
Well, Shasta Regional has played a big part in our life, and also. You know, it plays a big part in our community, as we've said, to with all the different things, the residency program, the TAVR, the Watchman, of course, but then there's something called the Guardian, too.
So that's a somewhat new device that's coming out.
Yeah, that literally a patient can lay on it, and it's, if I remember right, it's some kind of pad that sends, or maybe I'm wrong about that.
There's two different devices. I think you're kind of maybe combining them.
Okay.
One is where you lay on a pillow, and that's for heart failure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's called a CardioMEMS, and that's basically a pulmonary artery sensor device.
All right.
And that helps treat heart failure, so that way people can recognize if those numbers are getting higher before they get in a bad situation and have to be hospitalized, so they can the doctor will be notified.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
We have that currently, and
for people out in the rural areas, this is really
it's helpful.
It's really helpful because it kind of gives an indication so they can get moving.
And like I said, Redding's kind of a hub for all these outlying really small towns, and so we're getting a lot of people from those outlying areas, which has really been nice.
If you want to know more about AFib and with the video and everything, you go to
ShastaRegional.com/Watchman.
All right.
There you go.
Thanks for being with
us
this morning.
Thank you.
Good to be here. You bet. Well, another grueling 2 hours.
Fantastic morning.
If you missed any of this, go to KCNR1460.com, go to Free Fire Radio, and hit archives. And you can listen to today's show, or you can listen all the way back to our very first show.